forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat
and Pat,
and welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love. Okay, oh, ready for this?
Yeah, go in.
You were in my dream last night. Oh. I slept fucking horribly.
You're obsessed with me. You're gay for me. You're constantly dreaming about me.
Yeah, I'm gay for you. The dream, let me set the scene. My family is going to Paris for a week, and
always in Paris. Your dreams.
Why?
Wasn't your last dream in Paris?
Potentially. Stay tuned. So my family is going to Paris for a week, and we get to this like little chalet we're renting. And when we get there, these three big packages arrive, and we open them. And you've sent us three massive paintings of you to hang in the chalet, and then you show up to be like, "Did you like it?"
Oh my god!
And my mom's like, "Who are you?"
But your mom's obsessed.
I know.
And your mom's literally gay for me.
I know. My mom's gay for you. What does it mean?
I don't know. And I have to say this. Like, I love when you tell me your dreams for some reason.
No, I know it's boring.
When someone tells me their dreams, like, seek treatment, that's like a tried and true.
No, I know, but I can't help it.
No, especially when you're on a podcast, you're kind of beholden to tell your dreams.
No, it's stupid. I also, whatever. Okay.
No, it was good.
No, shut up.
Okay, sorry.
I'm wearing this like really like sort of sensual dress from Reformation. I didn't realize how low cut it was. And as I was walking here, this woman was like gesturing, like, "Pull up your blouse."
Oh my god.
And she actually didn't speak, but I knew that was her voice. Like, "Pull up your blouse."
She actually didn't speak. She was like,
"Pull up your blouse."
When someone else like throws in their shoes, that's like, the other day I woke up, I just didn't have the emotional strength to tie my shoes that morning. Mm-hmm. Upwards of 13 people on the streets telling me tie my shoes. I'm like, you know what? When I'm able to handle that emotionally, I will do it.
And I don't want to be part of this shoe tied
like,
community.
Get a life. Like, worry about you. Like, seek treatment if you're telling people to tie. Like, never in my life have I been so invested in someone else that I've been like, "You need to tie your shoes, kind stranger." Like,
think about yourself more.
Yeah, truly.
Be as self-absorbed as we are, like, and you won't be telling strangers
like,
to tie their shoes.
What can you do in this time to use it
we
to actually get yourself
talking over each other.
I know. Whatever.
Wait, what? Your polo looks cute.
Thank you. I got this from my straight friend Dan Glazer, who is literally gay for me.
I know. You know what's so funny about that?
What?
This is totally unrelated. Yesterday,
but it is funny about this.
Yesterday, we were at Shake Shack, and I was like, "Holy shit! Like, I'm going away soon. When am I going to see you again?" You're like, "I don't know. I'm really worried." Forgot that we were seeing each other right now.
I didn't forget.
Oh,
I was like, "Why is she being so worried?" But because I knew we were seeing each other.
After I saw you, I took the train the wrong stop for two or three stops.
This is my deal with the trains. If I'm not getting on, going the wrong direction, I'm getting off and walking the wrong way.
What?
I'm getting off and walking the wrong way.
If it's not this way wrong, it's that way wrong, and that's the one and done.
You know, when is someone going to
invent... Honey, if I'm on the train and it's going up and down in town, tutti frutti looty.
When is someone going to invent a train? When that is
works.
Someone going to invent a train that you walk the right way when you go out of? It should be intuitive.
When is someone going to invent a train that shows up when you get there?
I know.
I'm always waiting for it.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Enough.
I mean, kind of like definitely.
These trains, this town, God, up and down.
Kind of definitely subversive of us to be dragging the trains.
I know, MTA.
Anyways, I've just been kind of like living, laughing, and loving while having a full personality disorder, which I'm obsessed with.
Can I say one more thing about yesterday?
Yeah.
I had this sort of insane day, but I only had an hour break to myself, and I was like, "I'm gonna get a massage."
Totally
normal. But I wasn't wearing underwear because I don't wear underwear. Because why do people wear underwear? You don't need them.
They just
get in the way. Well, you're seek treatment. If you wear underwear, seek treatment.
No, I think
fans are gonna destroy me for this.
I think fans are gonna take me to task. A tasteful boxer brief, I think is
unless imperative. I'm wearing a true mini skirt. Oh, I won't wear underwear.
Well, okay.
I am wearing some now.
Even like a dress. What if you like jump up and then it goes up?
When do I jump?
I don't know. I've seen you jump.
Where?
Can't think of it right now.
I actually can. I've always been like in gym when they'd be like, "Jump up." It'd be like, "Did she move?" Like, it was so sad. Like, I can't jump.
In gym, where they're like, "Okay, girls, now jump up."
No, all the girls jump. I can't jump. Amazing. I can't do a cartwheel. I can do a sort of a split on one side.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know
that's a split. I think that's just kicking. If you can do a split on one side.
No, I mean one direction.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I was never one of the girls who was just like, boys, like, look at my legs and my head. Like, you could fuck me this way if you want.
Is that hot? Even is growing that hot? Up when they were like, when the girls like putting their like in the movies where girls like putting their legs behind their heads, I was like, is this, you know what else I don't get what's hot about it?
What?
When girls shoot ping pong balls out of their vaginas. That's a thing.
Is it, where?
That's in burlesque or
in
something.
In what community?
I think it's something that happened when like women would go over to like overseas to entertain the soldiers back in the day. I think they would shoot ping pong balls out of their vaginas at this soldier. There's a 97% chance.
Read the history book. Read the history book. I do. I have won many a beer pong game by just bracing down and popping them out. I load them up, pop them out like a fucking super soaker, Nerf gun. Let me listen to this. Okay, let me tell you this.
Okay, let me listen to
it. Wait.
Go.
You know when you have crazy sex and you're drunk?
Absolutely not. But keep going.
Okay, even in a past life?
Okay, maybe in a past life.
Even if you're not drunk. And the next day you have like flashes of that sex and like moments or like positions you were in, like things you did. And you have a flashback to a, like a crazy position and you're just like, ew.
I think
like, why was I, like, why? Like, just keep, like, no.
I'm stressed about this and I touched on it in the last ep. I just feel like I'm not flexible enough for sex or to be like a real bottoms bottom. You know what I mean?
My ass isn't good. And so I don't want to be like, bad. Like, I don't want to be...
I know. Well, you know, I was speaking of memories of sex. Wow, I kind of sang really good.
That was
moment.
Good. I know.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. Anyways, I was watching this interview with my icon, my queen, my hero, Tiffany Pollard, aka New York from VH1 fame. That's not really your world. Do you know her?
No, I'm loosely familiar. I know who she is.
And she was like having an interview with, you know, that guy who's just like so misogynistic interviewing.
Donald Trump.
She was having an interview with Donald Trump. No, she was having an interview with this like well-known misogynist interviewer. He was recently in that video where like, it was that girl with pigtails who was like absolutely slaying and they were taking back the word slut and she had a lollipop.
Yes, she was amazing.
So that interviewer was interviewing Tiffany Pollard in this interview that I saw, and she was talking about how she like had so much fucking crazy sex in her young life and now she like doesn't feel the need to have a ton of sex because she just jerks off to her memories. And I connected with that.
I jerk off to memories
almost more so than porn.
Oh, way more than porn.
Well, you're a girl and girls don't watch as much porn.
That's not true.
Is that okay to say?
I don't think that's true.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't love porn because I don't like seeing like an ingrown hair.
I know.
Like
and
it's well documented.
And like, it's well documented.
It's when they zoom in on porn.
I know, it's well documented.
It takes it away. I'm like, and not that you shouldn't have ingrown hairs. Or it's even worse if you don't. I just can't decide. I just don't need to zoom in on the
hole. Is it okay to talk about one of my favorite porns right now?
Yeah, please.
Right, there's this massage porn where it's like...
Misogynist.
Massage porn. And it's so funny because it's like a standard trope of massage porn. It's like this one guy's just getting an athletic massage and he does not realize he's about to get absolutely railed by the masseuse. And which he turns out to fucking love. And but it's so funny because this one guy, it's like there's lots of close-up hole shots, but which I'm not, that's not my thing either, but it's like so fucking perfectly waxed and it's like I love the idea of this straight man who's just like getting a massage with a perfectly waxed hole. And I'm like, oh my god, I guess I'm getting fucked.
I think
like
you,
your lucky day.
I don't know if we've talked about that on the pod yet, but you've told me that before.
Okay, yeah, I talk about it almost constantly in my
Very
personal
curious.
Life
curious which is my favorite. There are porns that I like. I don't remember.
I try to do something new every day.
I like when it's sort of like an old, I don't know what I like.
Okay. It almost doesn't matter.
In a way, it truly doesn't matter.
Anyways, you know
it's
what?
Time. You know who does matter?
You know who does matter?
Our Goost. I mean, he is a force of nature.
He truly is a force on and off the stage.
Truly a star. Someone who you look at them and you're like, born to be a star.
You know, people talk about star quality and people bandy about that term.
And you know, people have talked about the movie The Star is Born. And it's actually not about Gaga. It's actually about this person.
But yes, right. And it's kind of an allegory for this person's life.
Put your ears open.
Put your ears fucking open, bitch.
For Larry Owens.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. What is your home, dear?
Hey, bitch. Okay. Someone knows the fam.
I love.
Oh,
how are you?
God, welcome.
Great.
Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
I listen every week.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Stop. You're humiliating us and yourself.
That is so sad.
If you listen every week.
If you listen to our podcast, that is so sad.
I know. There's so much amazing stuff to do like around New York. Like go to a museum. Like
Yeah, there's sort of like
a park, some
a
green space. Yeah,
go to a pop-up. Like, go to a concert and, like, get a sushi burrito.
Like, explore a new restaurant or
eat
even a new, like, food culture.
Don't listen to our fucking podcast.
Yeah,
oh
do my all God. Of that stuff. And on the way, I listen to your podcast.
Oh, my God.
It works out.
That feeling when you can have it all.
Oh, my God. How are you?
I am great. I'm so
What's your energy
happy.
This morning? I can't tell.
My energy this morning? Okay, so...
Did you lift here from the Upper West Side?
Babe, you know that I only take... via.
Wait, what is that?
I know, I need to get
involved. I don't want to know, so don't tell me.
Okay. But I almost do want to know.
Are you sure?
In a way, I don't. Because
I feel like once I know, the illusion will be shattered.
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
I actually don't like toothpaste.
Yeah. I don't. I'm not obsessed with it, but I think
it's always like everywhere. It's always like on my hand. It's always on the.
I'm one of those people.
Keep it in the tube.
I'm one of those people that will like show up to my wedding day with like toothpaste all over the corners of my mouth.
All over my bathroom. Like, why is my bathroom so dirty? Is what I'm saying.
I know.
Can someone come clean my house? It's disgusting.
Someone can do that. Yeah, you can hire that person.
I've hired someone to clean my house before, and they don't do a good job.
Wow.
Because my house is too dirty.
I actually have a certain like. I don't want to bandy about the term disability, but I can't see when something's messy. Like, I will be like, I'll spend 20 minutes doing what, identifying as cleaning. And then, like, I'll be like, wow, can't believe I cleaned for 20 minutes and I'm done. And then someone else will come in and be like, wow, this place is filthy. I'm like, how do you see that? Like,
you have a blind spot.
When I see people vacuuming, I'm like, how do you know where to vacuum?
Years from now, scientists will deconstruct your brain and be like, what is this?
What was going on and why did no one help this man?
You discovered something. Well, Via is a rideshare app.
This man was shouting for help and no one came to his aid.
Via is a rideshare app.
I want to know.
Yeah, I got from the Upper West Side to here to Brooklyn for $13. I was half an hour late. Yeah.
Wait, but do they pick up other people?
Yeah, there are.
See,
other
that
people.
It's a bus.
See, you can't handle when they pick up other people.
I cannot emotionally handle other people in the car.
Okay.
I cannot emotionally handle doing dishes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cleaning. This is a huge
cleaning.
Though I don't often do dishes, it helps me emotionally.
Ooh.
It's like a calming down period.
Do you have a therapist?
No, but I'm trying to find
the sink
one.
Is your therapist.
The sink is my therapist. That's March.
Hashtag sink is therapist. Therapist is bae. Hashtag.
Sink trolls. Hashtag.
Hashtag is sink.
How do you
sink.
Spell that? Is that an umlaut?
Hashtag.
Hashtags.
No, but I think I think the mother of the family I nanny recently told me about Via, and I was like, okay, I'll explore it.
Yeah. I won't.
Yeah, that's okay. So I told her you wouldn't.
You made it.
I made
now,
it.
Now, like, talk to me. Like, so for me, whenever I'm in a car and I'm going somewhere, I never want to get out of the car. I'm like, please don't.
I know.
I hope we don't pull up.
Yes, yes.
Were you listening to, like, I always listen to music, look out the window, and think I'm in a movie.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I indulge in when I'm in an Uber, especially a non-shared Uber? I pretend I'm Bethany Frankel and it's like my driver.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I gotta run to my appointment. Yeah. And I'm like fully Bethany.
Tell me if I already talked about this on the pod, but every week after Club Coming, when I take my Uber home over the bridge, I look out the window and I think, I'll always be alone.
Okay, you haven't talked about that in the pod.
I pick a song. It's
but
kind
you're
of emotional.
Not alone and you've
literally
never been
like
alone.
Screaming like 100 packed in screaming gays and you're like, wow,
that's
I
what
truly
I'm saying. It's
have
like,
no one.
No, then I get in the car. I'm like, at the end of the day.
I resonate with that.
Who's coming home?
Even in a
that's
sea
resonant.
Of, even in a yep. sea of people, an artist is alone.
Always alone.
City of Strangers.
That's City of Strangers.
City of Stars.
Oh no.
City of Strangers.
Yes, there we go.
Sometimes, that's my favorite fucking. I love that song.
Okay,
so
sometimes when you do that, I'm like, is this a real song?
Both were real songs.
Is this
both
something she's
real.
Making up?
And feel free to ask. Totally.
Yeah.
Like,
I just
don't
feel
be,
dumb.
No, don't
I don't
be scared
ask a dumb question.
No.
Yeah, we're all learning here.
Speaking of Larry, you're kind of wait, and what's your past? You're like a musical theater person. You're someone who exploded onto the comm scene
in 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes, I was like, "Where did she come from? I don't trust." But now I've grown to trust.
Yes, I was birthed by Henry Kapersky at the Duplex. Like one night, I walked into the Duplex.
As many great
and
stars were.
Yeah, everyone was there, and I just like sang, you know, some like Sondheim off the cuff, and then I was a comedian the next day. Like it was like
here's
truly
the thing
insane.
For the listeners: Larry has one of those voices that you're like, "Oh, American Idol."
High praise.
Okay.
Sorry, for me, it's like, sorry.
You're like, this voice should be judged.
I have
no,
one of those
no, like, it's
and
like,
voted
it's,
on.
No, it's like, how can someone even sound like that? Like, it's so good.
I have a voice where you're
sorry,
like.
As someone who grew up in the American Idol era, to me, that's like the highest compliment you can give. Like,
you. Did you watch all, what seasons did you watch?
Not enough to talk to you.
Okay, cool. No, I didn't watch a ton of seasons. I watched more than you think as someone who actively.
Doesn't know about singing.
Pat, like, take down singing as
you
an
can
institution.
Sing. You can sing. Pat, I famously had you on my show, Larry's Musical Breakdown.
I know, but I couldn't sing. On
yeah, it was
do
a
you think that everyone can sing?
I think that, yes, if you can talk, you can sing. Yep.
I only kind of can talk.
Pat, try.
No, I'm not going to try on the pod. But Henry has been like, anyone can sing. He's always like, think of Elaine Stritch. I'm like, don't know what her voice sounds like. But he's like, think of Elaine Stritch. Anyone, you just have to learn to sing. And I'll be like to Catherine, I'll say like, Henry's going to teach me to sing. And she'll be like, If you can't, you just can't.
No, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
No, but it's funny.
Okay.
No, I don't think I said that.
Okay, maybe I'm fucking crazy, bitch.
No, it totally dragged
me. I believe in you. I know that you don't want to be sort of pigeonholed as an artistic gay because you have intellect and you write, but I know that you have a lot of artistic work.
Yeah, I write.
So, Larry, what were you? What was it on the soundtrack today when you were coming here?
Oh, what did I only listened to Janelle Monáe.
Nice.
Yeah, she has a song, Django Jane, which she's like rapping. She's like, fuck the patriarchy. And I was like,
yeah,
I'm getting lit for it. Yeah.
Totally.
So you're feeling pumped? You're feeling good?
I am feeling pumped. I'm always happy to see you, Kat.
You obsessed. Have this like really cute look right now. Like he has his like jacket like sort of loosely draped off his shoulders, kind of like clutching a coffee cup, shivering.
I literally am the thinnest woman of all time in this rolling chair. Yeah. It's October 3rd, so it's like kind of hot. It's kind of cold.
Oh, it's a perfect day out.
Yeah. This is my least favorite time of the year when you just simply can't decide if you should wear a hoodie.
No, it's the best time of the year.
Okay, well, we're on different
Here, let me tell you this. Here's a rule for always. You shouldn't wear a hoodie.
No, I think that a hoodie can be hot.
No.
A zip up or a pullover?
See, I used to think zip up hoodie, but now I think a hoodless crew neck is so hot.
There are so many straight guys out there who I'm like, you could be a fucking supermodel if someone dressed you right.
Do you think that
yes,
a crew neck sweatshirt
yes
can be hot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad we all can.
One of the hottest outfits a guy can wear is like
a crew neck,
a black crew neck sweatshirt, black jeans, white sneakers.
Oh, see, I don't think
and
black,
be rude
black,
to me.
Black. So and be rude part of the outfit. I think that like
in a gallery yelling at me
something not maybe. But like blue jeans.
Blue jeans, yes.
I don't like all black. Like, what are you, like a fashion designer?
I like it. But I can do blue jeans.
Okay, cool.
My mind's open.
Yeah.
My stomach is shouting right now.
What did you do to it?
I don't know.
I truly think it's psychosomatic because I just had a
stomach
bug.
I'm just actually hungry.
Then yesterday, Catherine drank a little bit of my milkshake.
And then spit it out.
Then realized it was from the same show. Spit it out onto her fries. Dramatically ran to the counter of like Shake Shack to grab napkins. Like freaked out. And then came back. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, understated as ever.
Well, I can't apologize for the way I am.
This is what I want
to
say.
I mean, I could, but I don't want to.
Shake Shack is one of the only spaces in this town that
where artists can
still truly for creatives.
I know.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I love
a Shake Shack. It's like they had Max's Kansas City. It's like we have Shake Shack.
You know, I have to give a seat treatment to
me.
To our local.
Oh my
Shake
god,
Shack.
Our local Shake Shack needs fucking
like,
help.
Literally,
it's so sad.
Like you're local. I'm moving, local.
Where are you moving?
I'm moving between Crown Heights and Bed-Stuy.
What?
Monday, Class and G train.
With who?
Strangers, but yeah.
That's gonna be great. We're nabs.
Yeah. Where's our Shake Shack? Sorry.
No.
Our Shake Shack that's local to the studio.
Oh.
They regularly don't have fries.
Which what?
We thought it was a fluke. We gave them the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, I always end up like happier that I didn't eat fries, but it's like when you're going.
If you're going to indulge in a burger, it's like you want that special crunch.
If it's on the menu, I want it.
You know what kind of person I'm going to become? Like literally today.
What?
That person who has like a burger with like wrapped in lettuce.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to be
If they did that at Shake Shack, I would do that.
Do they do that at Shake Shack?
I don't think so.
They can do it anywhere because
just
lettuce.
It's not a hard recipe.
You'd be surprised.
People love to say no at restaurants in New York.
Anyway, seek treatment our local Shake Shack.
Let's all take a second. Inhale, exhale. Do we feel hot today? Pat.
You know, I woke up not feeling hot only because I was sharing in our last episode how I know previous episode how sleep is truly bae. But I like last night I slept so much like 2 days ago because I was sick and like truly for 36 hours I slept 25 of them. And then last night I was like working on writing late, humble brag, yes, it's true, spread it. And then I like got done it and I couldn't I was like lying in bed and I'm like trying not to watch television. I usually watch TV till like my mind gets so numb that I just fall asleep. And I just was lying there until upwards of 4 a.m. And then like
TV or not?
No, just lying there. Alone with my thoughts, which is my worst fear.
That's hell.
And then woke up at 8, like, and I couldn't really get back to sleep. And then I had to kind of like leave around 9 because the trains are what they are. And I like couldn't count on them, which is like so fucking
hard. So you take
hard.
The train here?
I never have. I've always like identified as not being able to.
Right.
But then I like looked at Google Maps and very much can. So I was like, maybe this today I won't take an Uber. Like I'm a fucking Rockefeller. And then of course the 3 train did me dirty. And it's like, I give you so many fucking chances.
You can't win.
You can't win in this
I walked
town.
Today. Could you tell I had a good energy?
Yeah, I could tell you had walked.
Is this your good energy?
What? You think I'm bad?
I think you, I can't.
You know
really,
why?
I can't get a good read. I think that something is off about the aura.
You know why? It's because I have two big shows this weekend, and I feel like I can't relax until they're done.
Okay. Okay.
But to answer your question, I now in this moment feel hot. Like, I wish I had shaved this morning. Why don't I just take the time to fucking shave? But
I don't think people should shave their face. I think stubble is always hot.
But not
get an electric.
I'm not an electric just girl. I know.
It becomes so easy.
I shave my pubes with an electric like once a year, and but now I can't because I dropped it into the toilet.
Oh, okay. Fuck. I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's okay. Thank you, Pat.
Right now, I don't know, I'm, like, wearing this white polo. It does have stains on it, but, like, whatever. And, yeah, right now, I feel hot.
I think you look fresh and cute. Cool. And I like the stubble.
Larry.
Larry, you're gay for me.
I'm completely, yeah.
Larry, you look cute famously. As fuck today.
Thank you. You look cute as fuck today. I love this. This is what I call a prairie dress, but, like, chic. It's, yeah. It's,
prairie
it's
dress, but
navy
chic.
Blue with, like, a low cut, but past the knee.
Hashtag ref.
Yeah.
Reformation.
You know that look at home. You can just imagine what this dress
is. Yeah, I look amazing right now.
So you feel hot.
I do feel hot today because I also have, like, day old blowout, like sort of loose ponytail plus like sexy ref dress
and dry bar
plus the knowledge that I have a few hours to myself this afternoon to get some stuff done.
So envious of that.
I know. That's and then I have good. Club coming tonight, and that's gonna be really fun.
Oh, okay. And then you'll ride home alone.
Exactly. Oh, I can't. I literally relish, cherish, devout. What's the? Give me one more.
Treasure.
Treasure. I want it to be an ish, but
I know.
It's okay. It's okay. That ride home. Oh my God. I mean, I listened to like maybe like Fiona Apple or like Fleet Foxes or
you know
something.
You know who my fucking girl is, who I die for when I'm Jewel.
I fucking love Jewel.
Like so fucking good.
For catharsis.
Right now I'm on the Mitski album. She's absolutely giving me.
I haven't cracked it open.
Oh, she's giving me.
I haven't done any of her new. I only listened to her debut album still.
Get in line. And then I also like every now and then I'll pull like an old song like. One that I used to listen to in like summer 2011, and it'll like bring back all these memories, and I'll feel like so wrecked.
Summer 11
was massive for me.
Summer 11, I was like, was the weirdest summer for me. I was like, my seventh summer at a summer camp was like a full year out of college. Like, yeah, supervising at a summer camp. So,
ooh.
Summer 11, I was just like deeply in love with two people named Daniel, and I was like trying to figure out what that was about.
Oh my God. Yeah. I truly can't remember. Like, if
no,
you don't
take,
ask
a,
me
take
what
a second,
I did,
Larry.
I literally have to like divide my life up and be like, who was I then? What did I want? Like,
well,
I have
we
no
are going
idea.
To do that.
Well, it's time.
Oh no!
Wait, but do you feel hot? Do you feel
Wait,
hot?
Do you feel hot today?
Do you feel hot?
I do feel hot. Yeah, I feel like you know, it's a hard like weather to style for, but mm-hmm. I'm constantly trying to, you know,
you're making it work.
Yeah. You're making it work.
Yeah. When everyone steps into this room, they're hot.
Yeah.
Yes. I
when
feel
everyone's
hot here.
I refer to this room as my literal medicine.
Yeah, she does.
Because you get all the hot producers from Forever Dog and they give you these good vibes. They open the door and they say, hello.
Yeah.
Be hot.
Unlike everyone else in this town. They open there, they actually say hello.
Yeah, they say, what can I do for you?
Yeah. And I recently found out this building is haunted and I in a good way.
And I don't believe it's haunted.
And I love that it is. But I am scared to go to the bathroom, kind of.
Totally.
Because there's a ghost.
I don't know. I'm scared of ghosts.
I'm not scared of ghosts.
I'm trying to remember that ghosts are good.
I don't care about ghosts.
I believe in ghosts, but I have no opinions.
Great.
Cool, gorgeous.
So you feel hot now.
Coward.
I'm right in the middle.
Apolitical.
Famously non-committal.
Oh my God.
Be a fucking ally, bitch.
Okay, to ghosts.
To ghosts.
Yeah,
now,
the undead.
Let's unpack this, Larry.
Uh-huh.
Quick question. Who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Okay.
You've lived a life.
I've lived, honey. Who was I? I was someone who had a lot of expectations, and now I'm someone who's...
Wait, okay, we need more about who were.
Oh,
and
God.
Also, like...
Where are you from?
Okay.
Only answer...
It's like not like a sentence.
I always say this. Only answer this if you feel safe to do so. How old are you even? I feel like I'm going to be pissed. I feel like you're really young.
Mid-20s. Yeah. I'm hitting that 24 to 26
Larry
bracket.
Likes to be 20... pretty coy about his
Yeah,
age.
I'm pretty cryptic.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
The pod loves it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Game on, bitch.
Yeah, mid, not late. I'm definitely younger than you, Pat.
I know. I mean, after all, I'm going to be 30 in 4 weeks, and that's just the truth.
We're proud of you for that. You made it.
What will I do? Is it going to be okay? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't care about getting old. Keep going.
Clearly.
I know. And I actually, I'm trying to take more ownership of my age and be like, because as an actor, I was used to be like, oh, but they're not going to let me play a teenager. And now I don't care. So I'm sort of embracing my mid-20s in a way.
Oh my God. So brave to embrace your mid-20s.
Yeah, I'll call it 25.
I'm going to dress the same until I'm dead.
Yeah. You have a transcendent style.
Okay, thank you. I sort of feel like I'm already like an old hag.
No.
No, inside.
You have access, definitely, to that. Yeah, no. So who was I? I was born in Baltimore in like a really rough community.
I went to school in Baltimore.
Where? Loyola.
Yeah.
You did. You totally have that like.
What is
that?
Loyola?
It's just like, it's so bad.
Jesuit school.
It's like problematic. It's
you're like addicted to Catholicism.
You're no, addicted.
It's sad.
I just didn't know.
You know, the Catholic Church is really problematic.
Hugely problematic.
I die for my sisters in the Catholic Church.
You know, I was confirmed Catholic.
Sis.
So was I.
Sis. I know.
Oh, yeah. Of course you were confirmed Catholic. If you were raised, because they were like, this is when you're an adult and you have to decide for yourself. It's like, okay, I'm actually 12 and, like, and you know, like, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get my $50 check from my fucking uncle.
Yeah. No one. And here's the thing about, no one in my confirmation class would talk to me. And then we had to go on this retreat and I had no friends on the retreat. And guess what everyone did on the retreat? Bullied the gay kid in a canoe.
Wow.
And that gay kid.
Was me.
No, Loyola was cray cray. It was like in Baltimore, but it's like so sectioned off, and it was truly just like Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island.
Just
like,
Villanova in Maryland, basically.
Villanova in Maryland.
Yeah, some people will get that.
Yeah.
If you're, as someone from so far away, that I don't know.
I know, and I'm just like so East Coast, and I feel like that is like a part of my identity. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can go to New York if I want to.
I'm so like, Texas. I'm just like San Antonio. Yeah. End of sentence. Okay, so.
So you grew up in Baltimore. Did you love? Did you not love?
It was complicated. I did not love. I didn't fit in at all. And the Jesuits actually, they gave me some good scholarship money, and that allowed me to go to boarding school, non-Jesuit, but it was like right outside of DC, and so it was like a huge culture shock. So like in my first 12 years of life, like I saw literally like the Northern Hemisphere and then the Southern Hemisphere.
Wait, you were a boarding school bitch?
I was a boarding school bitch. All 4 years, all boarding.
Were you beloved?
I was beloved.
All boys?
No, co-ed.
Okay.
Co-ed. But it was like, it was very Southern, and it had like a huge like Southern.
In D.C.?
Yeah, because all the kids like.
D.C. is the South.
It is the South. It is. Look at.
D.C. is the
South. Look out the hill.
D.C. is Virginia. Virginia is the South.
Is the South, truly.
Okay. Charlottesville.
I'm not going to die on this hill.
Maryland is like right. Maryland is the Mason-Dixon line. So like that's like getting north. But like even Maryland is like barely there. And yeah. Yeah, so I was beloved because I was like obviously making myself known. I had a huge personality, singing in the hallways all the time.
Oh my, hell, kill me.
Literally, you're hell. And like totally like owning that and just was like, I would yes!
Where did you get this well of confidence?
This well of confidence. I'm the youngest. I have five sisters.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm on a six too.
Yes, I want a six.
Oh my God,
yeah, I have five sisters.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Yeah, and I was a closeted gay kid who liked musical theater. So as soon as I got my chance to like, you know what I mean? I got a little bit out of, you know.
How did you first get exposed to musical theater?
I feel like it was
in your blood.
Grease, like, did their like 20th anniversary.
Was it in your blood?
It was completely in my
blood.
Okay,
so it was in your blood. Totally.
That's my blood type. I've been blood doping musical theater for years.
She listens.
I haven't listened to that up yet.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh, you were here for it.
It's fun. We're both fully crazy. Yeah. It's great.
You review your work, your pod work?
I listen to the pod, when I have time.
So, and who has
If I can find the time.
Oh, wait, so keep going.
So musical theater, like there was like Grease was like 20th anniversary. I was like, Mom, take me to go and see that. She didn't, but then she got me that VHS for Christmas.
Nice.
And then I was just like, this is amazing. Mm. And like from that moment, I feel like my life can be defined by like those movies that I watch. Like,
and Larry, would you say, and Pat, shut the fuck up. Okay.
I love this part. So messy.
Ms. Larry,
so messy. Let's get messier.
Larry, would you say that was when the bug bit?
I would say that's when the bug bit got into my blood type.
I'm furious.
Oh my God. It's war here. Who's going to get to ask me a question
first? I'm full of the strength of 1,000 Shake Shack burgers.
You had one this morning. It's so early.
No, I haven't eaten yet today.
Wait, so the bug bit when.
Wait, hold on. If you're going to host a podcast at 10 a.m., seek treatment.
I know. And we
know that this is fucked up.
Are you seeking treatment on this?
We're very apologetic about the fact that we always record at 10 a.m.
I honestly, like, but listening to the pod, like, I think it's like a 4 p.m., like, you know.
Does it feel 4?
Like, yeah. Like, it never feels like, you
know. Fucking
to me, 4 p.m. is one of the grossest times.
It's a drag. Oh, okay. It's so sad. It's
okay.
Just, yeah, it's depressing.
That's when I have woken up.
You know my time?
What's your time?
9.
You know what my time? 9 at night?
It was.
Yeah.
You know what my time weirdly is?
What weird?
Kind of like 11:30 a.m.
I love that time.
Don't you? Nice. Are you obsessed with 11:30 a.m.?
I love it. If I'm awake before 11, it's like, okay, am I a fucking, am I president of the United States? Like, I'm so accomplished.
You could be. You could be.
You could be.
I would never want to be in government.
Never.
No, me neither.
If you're in government, seek treatment. If you want to be in, oh God, it's like enough.
I know.
Just like ruling over people.
It's just like whenever be a I fucking see, fake like, bitch every day. You're a politician.
Oh, you're a fake you're bitch fake every bitch. Single day. I'm an actor, but even I'm not as fake as they.
Okay.
I'm
like, okay. Wait, what did I say? I meant to say like okay and like yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Whenever I'm like watching like I'm gonna expose how like little I know about anything. Uh-huh. I'm like watching one of those news where it's like the Senate or something.
One of those news
from Joe. Yeah.
It's okay. No, edit this out. I'm always like watching like all the senators. And they're all in that big room with those like.
Wait, where's that room?
Desk. And like, where's that room? I'm like, that sucks. That's like pay attention to this whole thing. Like that's so. I think like, is this their whole work day?
I'm like, is this an Airbnb they rented? Like,
I'm like, do they have to do their mahogany? Own work at their desks while they're listening to whoever's fucking talking? And like, how do they like? That's so annoying. I'm like, who's their boss? Like, do they all have the same boss? What's going on?
They have no boss. They're not listening.
And where do they eat lunch?
I know. I'm almost like, are they friends? Like, do they all go to Shake Shack like during their break?
I feel like I learned a lot about politics only from watching Veep. Is that good?
That's really good. Yeah. I never have watched Veep.
It's so fucking
I'm sure.
Good.
I'm sure.
Pat?
I'm sure.
Pat. I didn't. I thought, no.
I don't think
I thought,
that.
No. Ow. I just literally blew my jaw in half.
Don't do that.
Ow. Okay. Too many blowies.
No more blowjobs.
Yes. No more blowjobs.
I love that character.
Hey, wait. Someone.
Melinda Furniture.
Someone, can I say something? Someone messaged me on Instagram wanting to sample that for their act. But now I can't remember who it was.
What does that mean?
A drag queen wanted to use it in their act. But now I can't find the message. And just message me again because I want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, who are you?
Wait, I don't feel like I know who you are.
Yeah.
I was just
so
like.
So you were in musical theater.
Yeah, I was just like desperate to fit in. Like, yeah. I'm like I'm overweight, black, like gay, like smart. Like, I have too many intersections.
And
so
then cut to boarding school. Like, was that tough?
Yeah, it was so tough because like everyone sort of like lived like 2x2. So like you had like your mm-hmm. best friend of the same sex that like you were roommates with, that you would like go on trips with, like spend all the week. You know what I mean? So it was
which
like
sucks
very
as
much,
a gay person because it's literally impossible to talk to a straight boy.
It was really impossible. So,
and that's been well documented.
Yeah, it's been well documented.
And that was my story. So it was.
Was your roommate this like jockey? Like,
no, I
drag him. Drag him. This is your chance. Drag him.
No, I really nice roommates, but yeah.
Take him down.
No, I had a single room a bunch because nice. I couldn't really pair off because my best friends obviously were girls.
Right.
Yes.
And so like I couldn't live in a room with them, but you know, it would have been so easy if I could have.
Oh my God.
But
nightmare.
Yes, gender constructs mm-hmm. and what all was that your nonsense.
Talk about early crushes.
Early crushes, yeah, I don't know, just like any
in the boarding school atmosphere. Like to me, that's so romantic.
It is. Like
there's so many rules
campus.
At boarding school. It's like getting you have to like be in your room so early.
Yeah,
make your bed or some shit.
No, ew. Not really. No, prep school. So like, it's not really like militaristic. It's honestly like a cushy, a very expensive Airbnb.
Like Zoe 101. Do you ever watch Zoe 101?
No.
Is that the Emma Roberts vehicle?
No, that was the Jamie Lynn Spears vehicle.
Whoa.
It was incredible. Like so cool.
Would never watch. No, it's very Hogwartsy. So it has this sort of like magical
addicted.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Magical mystical feel and like yeah.
I like when stuff is like old.
Yeah.
No, same. Totally. Okay. Yeah. So you have like
put that
brick
on shirt.
Archways and a lot of history everywhere. So it was like super magical, but like and people were like everyone had boyfriends and girlfriends. Like everyone was like
wait,
hooking
what?
Up constantly.
Did you?
No, never. Never. And like
oh my God, if you hooked up in high school, like are you interesting? Probably not.
There was a designated time after study hall. So so you would have the class day sports.
Sex hour.
You would go to like literally half hour and it was called
get out the yoga mat.
It was called strip.
No.
Yeah. So it was like named after like a strip of land where like, you know, where like people would go and like talk, where you're supposed to like socialize. But really like from 9:30 to 10 every night, people would hook up.
Were
in like various
blowjobs?
Like, I can only imagine. But yes, definitely starting at blowjobs and moving forward into fucking.
People were fucking at
people
at the
were
strip?
Fucking hard on strip, not on strip, but like during strip
outside.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of, because you had to be creative because you couldn't go into dorms. You couldn't lay down in a bed like a human. So there was a lot of like classrooms. Like one of my favorite places to go was
was
the chapel. And so I would like sing in the chapel, like as my respite, I would go and like let my voice free in the rafters. And I'm certain that several times that I would do that, there were people like hooking up. In the chapel.
Oh my God. And they're like this fucking gay ass.
Literally
bitch.
Singing Fräulein Maria and just like so impressed with my ring. I was like, oh, I sound amazing today. And like crying too, like catharsis.
Did you just get good at singing for no reason? Why did that never happen for me?
I worked at it. There's
no, you're born with it.
No, I worked at it. I've literally been like just like to keep myself like alive and sane. Like I've like, because there's so much like trauma that like I've endured, and I didn't realize that like, oh, going to that musical, like going to that voice, like burying myself inside of that was like protecting me so that I could get here with you guys.
Totally.
Singing is everything.
It is everything.
It's also pain in the
ass. Also nothing.
No. What?
I'm just like joking.
Okay.
Pat, don't make enemies today.
I know, because you are outnumbered, bitch.
I didn't come here to make friends.
You're looking at someone who's hooked up in a chapel and a library.
You?
Respect me.
Oh my God.
A chapel.
With this college boyfriend who, like, I was at this party the other night, and a friend of mine casually threw out that he moved in with his girlfriend, and I was like, awesome. And I'm like, why do I still care about something that was 100 years ago?
I know.
Do you guys think I'm crazy?
No.
No.
I have a hard time letting go.
I think you're normal.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm really happy for them.
Whatever normal means.
We don't speak.
Who are you?
Who are you?
You're like, I can't do what I'm doing.
Who am I? I'm like coming to terms. I'm like trying to.
You're exploding.
What?
You're exploding.
You're exploding.
Exploding.
In what sense, Pat? Go further.
Because you're having your moment. You're flourishing.
Oh, yes. So,
the children know your name.
The children. The kids. My kids have action figures of you.
Oh,
okay,
my kids
freaked out when I told them you were coming to set today.
Stop
okay,
it.
My kids.
Stop it. That would be so adorable. I would love like a fat
when
action
told
figure
my
with
kids.
Glasses. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I feel good. My artistic life is rich. It always has been personal. Like if you like don't like view outside markers as barometers of success, like I've always kind of been, you know, making the stuff that like I wanted to like that, you know, I liked. But we're talking specifically Seek Treatment. Guys, I might be your first virgin.
Wow.
This is beautiful.
This is beautiful.
We have to talk through this.
I'm obsessed. Okay.
But it depends on what you think.
Okay,
because last week, in terms of the list, if we count blows, then no. But if we aren't, then...
I think
we decided last week that your list, to save paper, your list...
because of the fucking crisis going on with the deforestation.
The reams and reams. Yeah, we want to save.
No, but I do think that goes for sure. I think with gay people, it's different. Because full anal penetration is like not something you can just like do in a fucking chapel sometimes.
Okay,
you privileged fucking bitch.
Privileged bitch, how fucking dare you?
Please don't call me a bitch. Call me a slut.
Yeah,
fucking slut.
I'm not feeling when she took back the word.
Thank you.
Okay, no, but I think that I get it.
Just thank you. I love this understanding. There was like a chilling moment of silence, but now there's understanding.
I didn't know what you meant. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it means that I'm not throwing it up the dust or taking it up the dust.
Do you want to?
So who was I? Like, I was a person who like grew up on musical theater. So my idea of like love and romance is warped.
Yeah,
like totally. I think that I am Ariel, like not Ursula the Sea. You know what I mean?
Ariel.
Thank you so much. And Prince Eric,
where is he?
Chisel white dude, bring him over. You know, but like that is like the thing where
is that
like,
your type?
No.
Do you have a type?
I know. I famously don't. And people are like really skeptical. But I don't have a type. I think I just want someone who's obsessed with me.
Yeah, that's a type.
That's a type? Okay.
Wait, I have to say something really quickly about, because you're talking about Ariel and Eric.
Yeah.
You know what I fucking hate? Yeah. Okay, growing up, I've always connected only with villains. And like,
Yeah, they're gay.
Same.
And Lion King. I used to get furious as a child that like, I thought like the only person who was acting like at all reasonable in the entirety of the film was Scar. And I'd be like, this is so fucking annoying. Like, Mufasa is like literally such a douchebag. And like,
Mask?
Fucking all these lionesses. Scar is like trying to like live his life. They like come annoy him in his cave and be like an asshole to him, and then like he's the villain. It pisses me off.
It's a true gay narrative. I agree. The hyenas. Hang out with Whoopi Goldberg.
Wait, so the hyenas are the best.
Are you? I hate the hyenas.
You're a hyena.
I just remember like being little and laughing so hard.
Oh God, they were funny.
I never have thought that was. I've like never thought something was funny as a child. I was always like, this is stupid.
You knew you were better than it. Like, who's writing this dreck?
Oh my God, that's like, I cannot stop thinking about talking about play humor.
I know. I hate play humor.
I agree.
Wait, so are you saving yourself for marriage?
No. I think that the person that I fuck, I want to see again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, because of my age, it feels like I'm in this weird holding pattern where it's like, it feels like I'm being really momentous about it. Yeah. But I think that I'm just being like baseline about it, you know, like if you, I don't know, I'm sex positive, but also sex negative.
Thank you.
It's like I'm right. I don't know what
reaching,
I want.
Reaching across the aisle.
Yeah. I don't know what I want.
Bipartisan bitch.
I want to be in love.
I'm sure that when you meet the right person, everything will fall into place.
Yeah, I fall into place. Yeah,
I think it's beautiful to kind of connect sex and love in that way that many, I think, gay men struggle with.
I don't think that I need to connect it.
Well, you're
I, yeah, I guess.
I know.
Sex and affection. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't have to be full love. But then I also feel like, am I not attracting men because gay men want only one thing, and like they can tell in my bones that I'm not giving it.
I don't think they can tell in your bones, but I do think they want to fuck.
They want to fuck. And so I'm not offering that on the menu.
Right.
And like, I feel like it's like this holding pattern. Like, I've wondered for years, do I need to get cracked open to find love?
No.
I don't think so.
Wait, is it bad that I don't think I've ever had sex that's like, this is love?
Mm-hmm. Not like, even with your partners?
I mean, like, I love them, but it's still just like, like,
no, that's not weird.
It's still just like fucking.
No, that's not weird.
I get that.
And I'm not trying to graft like love onto physical sex.
I kind of assign.
I feel like
that
one
too.
time someone was like said I love you during sex, and I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, like, seek treatment. Like, not the time or the place.
Oh my god.
So inappropriate.
Feel the room, bitch.
No, but I think some people really like that. I think some people like that.
Yeah, some people definitely like that.
Maybe I'll be someone who likes that one day.
Yeah.
I'm open.
Yeah. She's open to being.
I definitely
She's
feel like
open to having sex with someone she loves.
I definitely feel like a weirdo.
I want
more than just physical.
Like, that's not weird at all.
But it makes me feel weird, like, why? Culturally. You know?
Yeah,
like,
I get that, why that would make you feel weird culturally.
Did you think I was a virgin?
I feel like we've talked about that before. Yeah.
I didn't know
that. Oh, God. We've mentioned it.
I didn't know that.
But no, but did you think? Did you assume?
No.
Oh, you assumed that I was like,
you have a sexual confidence.
And then I was like fucking and in your mind, like, what did you imagine?
You have like a command over like your body and your life. It's just like very sexy and like hot.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't think you were like a sex maniac, but I think that.
Don't look at me.
Like certain people that I happen to know. But
no, I want to know more about what you think of my perceived sex life before this.
Wow.
Because it's very illuminating to me because I feel like a very like desexualized like human being.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. Just like culturally. Yes. Like I don't really see a lot of reflections of it. Mm-hmm. And like the people that I interact with doesn't really turn. So, yeah.
I totally hear that. I don't know. I think I probably thought you were like on the apps.
I'm on the apps.
You struck me as that, but I thought you were like fucking on the apps.
Not fucking on the apps.
What do you do on the apps?
I'm just like, bees and like, try, you know, people say put yourself out there.
Bees and K's?
What's a K?
Kiss.
Wait, so are you?
I do blowjobs and kisses.
Bees and K's, yes, that's on the menu.
You're looking for love on the apps.
No, I'm not looking for love on the apps.
Pat is slamming his gavel down on the table.
Order in this court! No, but I'm like a specific physical type. And so if yeah, there's more specificity. I'm like fucking fat. So like I'm looking for this like dream chubby chaser who is like classically handsome in like any way, but like and is smart and cool and gets it, but like doesn't mind that I'm fat as fuck. In fact, is obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think people ever come up to you after shows and try and flirt?
No.
Okay, people, we're putting out a message. Reach out.
No,
they aren't going to reach out. And it's because Marsha Belsky, she famously told me that feminine energy with any sort of strength repels men.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, I totally have that. Like, I was raised by women. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not like mask for mask, you know, in my presentation.
Mask for mask, I think, is getting over. I think everyone's getting over that.
But the shell, they still want
that's
the shell.
That's the idea that men want, like, straight seeming.
It's like
men.
On Grindr, people be like, listen, I'm a fit mask guy looking for same. No offense, just a preference. And it's just like, yeah. It's
no
like
I no want, offense.
I'm a fit guy who, like, you would never guess plays with other guys.
And you're supposed to be like, that's hot. Yeah. Which
is internalized homophobia,
which I've said on the pod. But it's,
every time on the pod.
I constantly talk about internalized homophobia on the pod. But so you're on the apps not looking for love, not looking for sex. What are you looking for on the apps?
I'm like such like a middle person. Like I'm like right in the middle. You know what I mean? Because like love is like so intense to want. And like,
why don't you just meet me in the middle? Okay, sorry.
Maren Morris.
I actually earnestly fucking love that.
Same.
Song.
It's good, really good.
It's really funny to me for some reason.
I talk about this all the time. Like my dad sent me this like New York Times video where it's like deconstruct.
You
the
made
song.
Me watch yeah. it.
And it's like Zed being like, I thought about the idea of someone using a hammer and then I made a song.
That's
I'm like,
so smart.
Who the fuck is Zed?
Chopping wood, baby. Chopping wood. Chop.
Yeah.
I still don't really get who Zed is.
Me neither. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
DJs.
Don't fucking,
they're DJs. Yeah.
Don't fucking tell me who Zed is. I don't want to know anything about DJs.
Is it also Alessia Cara?
No.
Is it not her?
She's like, stay at home. Isn't that her song?
I could never
No.
Wait,
Rita Ora. Rita?
Dua Lipa. Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello.
I don't
anyone else?
Camila Cabello is Havana.
I know. I don't
Havana, why don't you just...
I know her one big song, but I don't know a ton of her other work. But I famously don't really listen to music. But I love that one big song.
When you run?
No.
What do you do?
You don't listen to music when you run?
Oh, no. When I run, I... No. Well, sometimes I will if I'm really having trouble, but listening to music lowers the ceiling of how much I could enjoy a run.
Seek,
so if it's, if it's one day where I'm like, I'm really having trouble getting out the door, but I want to go for a run, then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll listen to music. But if it's a day I feel like running, it's like I won't enjoy it as much if I have like... fucking Alessia Cara in my ear like yelling at me.
Your brain must be so full.
High school me was always like, I cannot be with anyone who doesn't like the exact same music as I do. And now I'm like, does that matter? Like,
no.
That's a crazy thing to think,
it just
right?
Never
but that was
the
beginning of like the internet. It was like, aggregate your likes and experiences,
yeah,
project
exactly.
them to people and make them judge themselves based on your preferences and adhere to what you like. And then when you meet in person, pretend to like the same thing.
It's never appealed to me to want to date someone who liked the same things as me.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, when I was like in high school, I was like, if you don't like this Andrew Bird album, we will never fall in love.
Oh my God. Yeah, my music taste was so fucked up high school. I was like just trying so hard to like, I like put away musical theater and I was like, I love Death Cab. And
I do love Death Cab.
I do like a good emo song.
I love emo.
I'm very sad. So it worked and I love an acoustic guitar and a fucking like electric drum machine.
You know
machine.
What really tripped my little ass up the other day? Spotify released a playlist called like Time Capsule and it sent me all the songs I listened to in like 2006.
Wait, was Spotify a thing then?
No, but they retroactively at your taste.
How do they know what I was listening to on my iTunes in 2006?
Okay, now algorithm. I believe in ghosts.
It was all Motion City soundtrack.
Yeah.
The Rent soundtrack too.
But wait, you said you were a very middle guy and then we started singing Zed, which was an appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle. So I'm like,
Pat and I are holding hands.
I'm not opposed to sex. I'm not opposed to relationship. I'm not like gung-ho about either one. Like I just want like,
you
something normal. I just want a normal.
Look at me.
I just want to be a normal person and just like date.
That's the dream.
And like just like be like. I
here's
like
the name of your
is...
feature film. Larry Owens wants a love story.
Aww.
And you deserve a love story. And you're gonna get a love story.
You're the Meg Ryan of the 2020s.
Oh my God.
Of the 2020s, you're the Meg Ryan. I'm saying it now.
I'm ready.
I'm saying it now.
And we decide what's appropriate on this podcast.
And we're tastemakers, and we decide who the next Meg Ryan is. That's
you,
our job.
Love is coming to you. I can feel it.
Oh my God. It's the last piece of the puzzle.
You're so lovable. I know you have it all.
And then I'll have it all. And then. What will happen?
And then, here's the next question. Who do you want to be?
Who do I want to be? I don't know. I'm just trying to be a good person.
You're being kind of shy right now.
I'm not being shy. I like you guys are being so sweet. You're saying that like I'm gonna get this love story.
People don't know this about us, but we're incredibly kind.
You are incredibly kind.
People literally think I'm evil.
No one knows that I'm nice only because I'm actively a bitch to everyone I meet.
Same. Just because I'm a psycho fucking freak doesn't mean I'm not full of warmth.
No, Pat, your presentation is thorny, and Kat, you're kind of aloof.
What?
No, I don't think Catherine's aloof.
I've never been called aloof.
No, like not like really, but like you can seem.
I think you're reaching a place of being intimidating to people.
Yeah, I like that.
I think I am uncomfortable around new people.
Like your truth is kind, but like just like if you're just like in the swirl, you're like, oh my god, like what, like an amazing dame princess.
Well, you go get high off your shows and shit, and then it's like
I get high.
You get high, bitch.
No, this is a vulnerable episode now. I didn't mean to say that.
No.
I don't think that's rude.
When you come into the pod, it's like anything goes.
Yeah, okay.
You
can
attack
normal.
Me. And famously, people have.
Attack me. Pat, punch me in the fucking face.
Yeah, you could honestly physically hit me, and it would be like, we're working through shit on the pod.
That's hot.
And for the record, I do like being hit during sex if I ask for it.
Yeah, if she asks for it, God.
Is this true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where?
On my face.
Oh my god.
Not punch, like a little, like a, yeah, like a little slap.
A little
punch. Oh god, I don't want to be punched. A light slap is kind of like
bruising.
It's kind of like, yeah, like
I have never been hit during sex, but I think that I would like it.
So here's the thing. Who do you want to be?
Who do I want to be? I just want to be a well-rounded individual. I want to like go to work and like have that fulfill me, and then I want to come home and not be alone.
Do you want
alone.
Like kids? Do you want a family?
I think I might. I think like this year, like cracked open the idea of like, oh my God, if all of your needs are met, then you're gonna want to do something else. And like enter kids. Like now I get like the use
enter
of kids.
Kids.
Do you like being part of Big Fam?
I don't know. I would. I think I would want to have like a small fam. Like coming from such a big family, and it's like a million first cousins and like a million second cousins. And like that is a lot of weight. Of again expectation, and I think I would just like to have like a little fam, a little nuclear.
I just had the idea. I was like, I just want to like keep being a kid. Like I don't, like I just really want to be like just like have keep having siblings, which I guess I always will. And, like, but I wanted to keep just like being a family and like no one else like grow up.
Totally. Wait, are you close with your sis?
I'm somewhat. I have been, but not really. I'm just like honestly, like it's like a sad part of my narrative that I'm just like kind of a workaholic. And
you have to be in this biz.
I bravely don't struggle with workaholism.
That's not his ism of choice.
No, I'm like kind of workaholic. I like really like I went to boarding school when I was 12, and like I've like not really been home significantly since
that's
then.
Tough.
Like I've just been like, I gotta make it, you know, like
it
otherwise
hurts my voice.
Otherwise it's like not worth it, you know. So I'm like trying to like work really hard so that I can take care of them.
Yeah.
And like leave something behind. Like that's like my idea of like leave. So who do I want to be? I want to be someone who leaves something behind.
Like a painting?
A legacy. Whatever that
is. For some reason, I always think that I'm like, so you want to make a sculpture of marble?
Yes, of you.
I do want to build a cabin.
Wait, I think we should sit for a portrait.
Ooh. Okay. If there are any painters out there who like the pod.
But I want it to be someone who it would be like, normally you would charge actually like $12,000, yeah, like, but for us you'll do it for free.
Yeah, and I want us to be like a thing where we have to sit for like 6 hours and like eat grapes.
And we have to wear like old timey clothes.
I want to wear a bonnet.
Yeah, and I want to wear like one of those Shakespeare collars.
That would look cute on you.
I know. I actually, when I
you actually what?
In sophomore year, in sophomore year of college, we would have theme parties after races, and one of them was dead celebs, and I was to Shakespeare.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
I found this like woman's
pirate. That's pretty quirky of you.
Yeah, it was pretty quirky. It was the quirkiest thing I ever did in college. And
everyone answer, what's the quirkiest thing?
Mine was going to dead celebs as Shakespeare.
Okay, cool.
But it looked really hot, actually.
Great. Quirkiest thing you ever did in college?
I don't know. Sing a Pink song at an audition.
Which one?
Glitter in the Air.
Oh, I don't know that
what
one.
What is that one?
There you are, sitting in the garden, clutching my coffee.
Wow, we know More. Pink on this pod, but we don't know that song.
I know, it's a deep cut.
Weirdly, we've done a lot of Pink talk on this pod.
Canon, yeah, I'm coming back to it. Yeah. You?
You're quirkiest thing you did in college.
I'm trying to think. I was trying so hard to be quirky in college. Like, I had these, like, I was always wearing these, like, big colored headphones and, like, walking around campus, like, not talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And, like, people be like, it's the girl with the headphones.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Kat, I remember meeting you.
When?
Princeton era. Through
when?
Chris.
Where?
Just, like, Chris being, like, you know, Chris is like so like effusive and loves connecting people.
I didn't
like,
know you
and we
Chris.
Were his two Murphy.
That's how
yeah.
I know Larry.
I didn't know that you guys.
And we were his two funny friends. So it was like he was like, yeah, I don't mean this. And so like I was so.
Did
happy
you come to campus?
Oh yeah, my God,
this
I did.
Is so awkward.
It's
you not remembering?
Yeah, like literally a sea of white people dead. On campus. Like a fat black guy comes to visit, and she cannot remember.
What did we do?
I think we just met and we like pretended to be friends in a way that people did.
When you
and,
come
like,
visit a friend in college.
Yeah. You like, you
did
know,
you go
you
out
just...
on the street?
No, I think I went to a frat party.
Hmm. Chris was famously in a frat.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have liked that.
I was in a sorority for like 3 days.
I never wanted to be quirky.
So then when did we met at Princeton?
Yeah, briefly.
Like
but that's
one
like
second.
How, yeah, and then when I saw you as a comedian with, so your hair was famously straight then. Mm-hmm. And then like two years later,
yeah.
I like saw this gorgeous poster for the twist, She's Gorgeous. It was the very first one with like the black and white, the bang and like down and the fur.
I had bangs.
Yeah.
And Bowen did that poster.
And it like.
But Ebru took the photos.
Oh my God. And I was like, I know this girl, but I haven't met her yet.
Exactly.
And then I was going to the twist every month.
And then we connected
month.
Very quickly.
Every month. I was just stalking. Yeah. I stalked the community and then got folded in.
I love... Chris has brought so many wonderful people into my life.
Oh, my God.
He's a connector.
He's a connector.
He's a connector.
You heard it here. Social chair. We call him social chair of our friend group because if he needs something arranged...
He was social chair of our eating club.
Ew.
Eating club?
I know.
You would eat.
It's like...
For a club.
It's
old
like
world.
A thing.
Old world. Yeah, yeah, go into it. No, we know who you are.
It's okay, drag me. it's like co-ed frats where you eat all your meals. So there's like this long street where all these houses are. And so everyone like joins a house.
No,
and it's
I
called eating club.
I do famously love to expose my white friends for their pasts. I'm like,
okay, but she went to boarding school.
I might talk about it.
Lest she
right.
forget she went to boarding
exactly.
school.
Exactly. So I know.
Your white past.
Yeah, exactly.
White past,
and I want it all out there. We're all we like all... pretending to be scrappy Brooklyn people. But I'm like, no, tell us about the eating club. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm
about
very
that great tradition.
Yes, it's pretty fucked up.
Oh my God.
Fucked up.
No, it's fine. It's just life.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, I don't know.
It's just life.
It's just our life.
Quirky. No, I wore.
And now we're quirky.
I wore a slanket a bunch, which is like a blanket with sleeves, like
but
a
you
snuggie.
Wore it as a piece.
No, but I was like making it a thing.
Yeah,
yeah, and like BBM like was part of my quirk. I was like BBM me, like everyone get a
oh,
BlackBerry. It's BlackBerry Messenger.
Oh yeah, I never
but
had
what
that.
Isn't BBM something in? Never mind.
EDM.
No,
it's bad. EDM's bad music.
I don't think that. Keep going.
Okay, it is.
Okay, no, I don't think that.
You don't
we're
care
talking
about
EDM.
It.
I don't care about it.
I know. I actually don't care about it either, but it's like annoying that everyone does.
I don't care about EDM.
It's just like, what about rock and fucking roll?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Like,
people don't care about rock and roll music.
I hate that rock and roll is dead. You know what I mean?
Bradley Cooper? Oh, my God.
I'm so fucking excited to
oh
see.
My God.
When are you seeing?
I think I need to buy it for the 5th.
I know. I'm going to be an
day.
L. I'm going to be
I
an
would
L.
go on Thursday, but I'm
I was
going to
say we should all go together.
I oh wish Matt and Dave are going on Thursday.
Okay.
Oh.
This is why people say people will be like, when I listen to the pod, it feels like I just want to kind of be in on the jokes. But Matt and Dave are going on
just
Thursday.
Just so you guys know, Matt and Dave are going on Thursday.
Yeah, Matt and Dave.
But
no.
I never, I want to say this, I never wanted to be quirky. All I've ever wanted to be was like not quirky. That's always, and people will, I'll get this compliment. I bet you guys might get something like this sometimes. Like people will come up to me and like the most insane compliments. People will be like, oh my God, I love you. Like I always love like, weird people.
Oh
like,
God.
Like a normal person
that
trying to like be interesting by liking
so
me. I'm
funny.
Like, okay.
You know what happens to
you?
Me? Guys will be like, I'm so weirdly like attracted to you. And I'm like, am I weird looking? Like, what do you mean you're weirdly attracted to me? Like, fuck you.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, like, guys will be so flirty with me and so into me. I'm like, you're just baseline attracted to me. You don't, it's not weird. But because I have like curly hair and I'm like obsessed with myself.
It's like, it's like boring.
It's because I'm strong.
It's because you're strong.
It's because I'm strong. They're scared.
It's because you're
strong.
And
I'm smarter than them, and they
that.
Don't understand.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Any sort of femininity
and for me
with
it's,
strength.
And for me, it's because I have a weird voice.
Because you have a crazy voice and a psycho energy, but you're hot.
You're
yeah,
hot.
No, I think I'm hot. I feel like lately I keep like I just like say whatever comes out of my mouth. Sometimes I'll like say insecurities.
Can't relate, can't relate.
It turns into like people like reassuring me, which I'm not like asking for. I do ultimately at the end of the day when my head hits the pillow feel hot.
Yeah, same. Same. I do. I feel the same. As someone who like is like sort of otherized culturally, like when my head hits the pillow, mm-hmm. I feel beautiful.
Because you're a star and you are beautiful.
Thank you. I'm like my symmetrical face, like my like slim thick bod. Like,
have y'all
like,
seen the headshots on this one?
No. Oh,
the turtleneck shot.
Turtleneck shot.
I die for that. Yes. We're just like
Larry. We talked about Mulder. as y'all know, as a canon queen, we were talking about two episodes ago, stars and rocks in relationships. You're obviously a star. So are you looking for someone who's kind of like stable, or you don't care? You don't believe in stars and rocks.
I don't care. I like think about, obviously, like I've had so much time in my life to think about my potential suitor, and like I like in like outfitting them mm-hmm. to like my specifications and like how they could subvert it. And I don't know. I feel like someone who like understands and gets it would be fun. And also just like someone who would just be like a blanket of support would also be fun. So like totally. I'm always in the middle.
I'm like a boring ass person, like a literal like glass of water.
You don't mean that.
I do.
You don't mean that.
No, I do. In a certain bar.
You want to be challenged by your partner.
You do. You want to be challenged.
Okay.
Because it'll make you better.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm literally Oprah right now. Wow. You want to be like challenged by your partner? I'm like literally.
Oh my God. Scriptive.
That's a killer Oprah impression.
Thank you.
Wait, we should do
C of the W.
C of the W.
I don't know anymore.
Okay, I won. Okay. Even though I'm not watching TV in October, even though I did watch TV on October 1st because I was sick, which kind of definitely threw a monkey
wrench. Doesn't
count if you're sick. You watch Shaws of Sunset? Are you a Bravo bitch?
You reformed Bravo bitch.
When someone's not a Bravo bitch, I'm seek treatment, but I'm trying to be a reformed Bravo bitch because it's taking over my life and it's ruining my marriage.
Oh my God.
And it's destroying my family, how much Bravo I watch.
Oh my God.
But I'm just getting into, I never watched Shaws of Sunset,
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, of course, going back, watching like episodes from literally 2012. Mm-hmm. Like, God forbid I don't.
Oh, but yeah. So I've seen those. Yeah.
I'm truly so into Mike from Shaws.
Okay.
He's so hot. And like, so like, I mean, I know that ultimately he like cheats on his wife or something, but he doesn't even have a wife yet where I am. And now I won't ever know because I'm not watching TV in October unless I get sick again, fingers crossed. And so,
get your sick ass away from me.
I know. But so Mike, he's just like so hot. He's done Playgirl, so I obviously Google imaged those and saw those results. But like,
what's his name?
Mike. I don't forget his last name.
Mike's from
Mike
what?
Shaws of Sunset.
But he's also like kind of the voice of reason in this way that you don't expect. And there's something very like good about his heart in this way that I don't know. I mean, ultimately,
that's such a turnoff.
Ultimately, he does. No, but in a way that's like, he doesn't see it, and like he ultimately cheats on his wife, which is hot, and and so yeah, I'm really crushing on Mike from Shaws. Does anyone else have a crush of the week?
He's not really doing it for me.
Yeah, you don't like muscles.
I don't like muscles.
Seek treatment for that.
When I like hook up with someone who has muscles, I'm like, what is this?
One time I showed you this like really muscular guy I was flirting with, and you were like, that scares me.
But then every now and then when I do like hook up some of the muscles, I'm like, wait, this is like hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm right in the middle of
I want to be pinned like, the fuck down.
Yeah. Wait, where are you?
I'm obsessed with everything. Like, truly.
You can be attracted to anything.
Boy crazy.
Yeah, I'm boy crazy.
When did you become boy crazy?
Always. Literally from the moment that my mom told me that I was gay.
No.
Like, not in those words, but just like with like codified language.
Wait, so what's the story? It's a great story.
Nothing. She's just like, but boy, men don't walk like that. Men don't talk like that. Because my dad wasn't in the house. So like she was like trying like to raise this man. But like I was only exposed to femininity. And like, so like I actually did not know what misogyny like was. Like I like understood the concept, but I didn't know that it was enacted and believed in by men for so long, because all I've done for my entire life was utterly respect women and utterly like think that men are trash.
And that's why you're an angel.
Yeah, I think so. But like, yeah, my mom, like, so like the moment that like God was like, you can't be gay, I was just like, oh my God, I need it.
Oh,
was your family religion?
Yeah, hugely.
So was that hard? Were they upset that you were gay?
No, so my sister is also was a lesbian. And I like literally this memory came up last week where she came out to me. She told me that she had a girlfriend in high school, mm-hmm. and I cried because I was in the closet and I was I was sad that like she was like going to have to go through this.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And also that like I think in like my like seed pussy, I was like, oh, also you're gonna have to go through this. Like we don't like.
Oh, she's older.
Yeah, so I was like, we can't hide.
Do you feel like she paved the way, or do you feel like it almost made it like, now I'm gonna have to be the second gay one? She's gonna lose it.
Well, the thing is, it's like it was
the second
always
gay one. Title of that.
The second gay one. It was always apparent. That's the thing. Like, and this is so fucked up. Is that like,
I know.
Like, gay kids like are like don't even come out. Like, they're told that they're gay their entire time. Like, my sister just wanted to play basketball. You know what I mean? And like, yeah. I just wanted to do musicals. Like, we didn't have to come out. You know what I mean? And like, we didn't have to. But like, there was this sort of like embargo on our personalities from very early.
Totally. That's
real. And just like, and obviously, what you can't have, you want. And I got a laptop very early, so. Just yeah. like really the damage of porn.
Yeah.
Just like hugely.
Oh yeah. My God.
I didn't have a laptop. Oh my God.
I had a laptop in my room and like it was
just. I was
just
scared to look at porn. I didn't want to get caught looking at it.
I only had a family
It was
computer,
my laptop.
So
very unhealthy.
Yeah.
It was like mine and like I knew that there was like no risk.
I got
and, like,
a laptop. No, like,
what were you going on? Where were you getting?
To high school.
It was, so there was this like rap group out, like this is very Baltimore, called the Hot Boys. And like it was famous on the playground that if you went to hotboys.com, it's not the rap group.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then there was this website that was called gaybeef.com, which was like every week I would go to church and I would pray to God that like I would never return to that site. And it
gaybeef.
Was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And it was like early 2000s, like pixelated, like 30 yeah. second, 60 second nonsense. But you could pick your genre, which is why I think I'm very open paletted today, was because yeah. I would vary my genre.
Wow. That's important to vary.
Vary your genre. If you don't vary your genre, seek treatment.
I've been working on it. I've been working on decolonizing my taste.
I think everyone has to. Yeah.
I think if everyone varied their genre, it would be a totally different.
The world would be
more. Literally, this episode would be different. So vary your genre.
I remember, at that confirmation retreat, being like, my deepest, darkest secret is that I've masturbated and I can't stop doing it.
Oh my God. The crusty tissues on the side of my bed.
I know. Oh my God.
There's no cleanup on my end. So.
Yeah, that's
horrifying.
That's why I would literally never stop. I mean, even today, if I don't have something to do, I'll have like 40 orgasms. Like, I have to fucking go.
So low
get
maintenance.
A job.
I love.
I'm at a point where I barely have to move.
Okay. Yeah. I've been off of baiting. I've been just trying to just like. Oh, be human.
I think that sometimes the masturbating can like clear your like. I'll
baiting
like,
is good enough.
I'll be like, I'm so horny. I can't get things done. I have to keep thinking about sex all the time, and then I'll like masturbate. I'll be like, oh, actually, I don't want to have sex actually ever, and I can just like clear it out of my mind.
Yeah. Let me tell you this: if you give me an assignment to, or if you give me a deadline, I'm gonna get very horny to avoid working on it.
Oh, I have something to do.
I'm just like, should I just turn this in by 4? Oh wait, why do I need to touch myself immediately? Lay down on my head. And just rock back and forth.
Woo! Is that how you do it?
Yeah, I normally just like lay on my hand.
Oh, interesting.
Oh my God. I've
tried toys.
Is that common?
Like, I don't know.
Cool. I had a weird sexual moment where I like dry humped the floor last month.
Cool.
Yeah, I was just like, I think I was stretching or something, and I was like, this feels good. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I can hump a pillow. And
it was.
I'm not above that.
I didn't come.
I'm not below it.
But
I didn't come from the floor, fucking.
No, but I was
Same
like
treatment.
But it was like a savage moment. Just like,
do you think you have ED or something?
Def not.
Oh
hey, you hear that?
Yes,
you hear that, guys? I definitely don't.
Guys, get in line for Lair.
Get in line for Lair.
Wait, what is my crush of the week? I just remembered. No, I can't remember. Oh right, my crush of the week is. The two straight members of my band.
Oh, yes. Oh, they're so cute.
They're so
are they
talented.
Twins?
No, they're literally two separate people. I'm just grouping them together.
In a past life, they were twins.
Yes.
They look alike to me.
You got the drummer, Derek. You got the bassist, Martin.
Oh, now I put everything.
I know. They are. I literally played them my song once and they're like, yeah, we got it. We're perfect.
Kat, your show.
And they're so supportive. Oh, yeah. Thank you for coming.
Unreal.
Thank
if you have not seen The Twist, She's Gorgeous
yes,
at Joe's Pub, November 8th,
November
I think they
8th,
can catch
thank
it.
Thank you. Oh my God.
It is unbelievable. I like
you,
lucked
Angel.
Out and I got an amazing seat and just like.
I could hear you and see you and that made me feel.
I know that's
happy.
Annoying of me. I can't help
no,
it.
No,
my
I
liked presence
it.
In the room. Like comedians talk about my presence
no,
in the room.
No, it made me feel safe and encouraged.
Okay. I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell.
I fucking love it.
So I was like trying to like, if I sit further back, then I'm like a little quieter. You know what I mean? Or I'm able to be louder because you can't really see me.
This is groundbreaking, but comedians want you to laugh loud.
No! But Kat's show, like, it was unbelievable to, like, look at this person and say, I know them and they care about me. Like, because like you're normally going to Joe's Pub, like as like a tweenager, early twins, it's like, this is, you know, like it's the legendary people that like become our legends. And I was like, insane that like I can text this legend after this. Every song was amazing. The arrangement, that beat for
that's Henry Kaminsky.
Clap. A tiny over. Clap. Hey, that was so nasty. And I loved it. It was like, boom, clap, boom. Clap. Oh my God, the arrangements were sick. Shout out to Henry Kapersky. Truly.
Thank you so much.
I took a horrifying video of his like top piano butt. Like, and I was gonna post it, but I didn't. But
he's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Whenever any Joe's Pub comes up, like anyone I'm with is like, oh my God, I remember going there when I was 11. I was like, my parents didn't tell me about that. Like, I was like, aren't you from like Virginia? Like, how did you get to Joe's Pub?
Because of YouTube.
Your parents exposed you to all the culture as a teenager?
Wait, what?
That's how you found out about this?
No, I'm saying my parents didn't. I'm like, why is this everyone?
Because
thing?
I would go on YouTube and I would watch like Natalie Weiss like sing.
Don't do that. Oh my God.
I would watch like, all those like Broadway people.
Oh, wait, but Larry, God. Do you have a crush of the week?
Crush of the week. I posted a picture of Manny Jacinto.
He's so hot.
Yes, we're getting hot producer nods across the room.
Hot.
So yeah, Manny's hot.
A jawline that could kill someone.
I know, it's just like fun. There's this basketball player that I just started following,
so hot.
Ines Cantor, who's like 8,000 feet tall, and that's a thing. And
when you have a jawline like this, it's like,
I know,
almost seek treatment.
That's how you know. Yeah, I know. Almost
Manny.
I'm looking at a picture of him leaning over a chessboard.
It's crazy that he's in a comedy. I'm like,
I've never heard him speak.
No,
I've only seen pictures on Twitter.
If you put a hot person near a chessboard, that'll get me right off.
Wow. Because you think this hot person plays chess.
Why do I care?
Yeah, he's so hot.
Yeah. And I have a million like comedian crushes.
Oh my God, in the community?
Yeah, just always.
Trying to like, oh my God, who? Absolutely blast always someone right now. That like,
Pat Regan, we love.
No, stop. But,
oh my God. No, I famously made out with, I kissed a comedian at their party. And their boyfriend was there. Like, but that was like sabotage. It was really bad.
Wait.
Where?
You absolutely
was horrifying. It was like, I think that I was just feeling like reckless. And I was like, oh my God. But like,
wait, do you mean?
But like, also like mistook vibe. But then last week, a different comedian, like I like made out with, and I was like, oh my God, this could like go somewhere. And so obviously like I like went for, you know, the, hey, we should see each other not at a comedy show or like at like a party. And it was just a full government shutdown. It was so. And
this is the goss.
It's the thing that I always get, which is like, I like you as a person, but like something about me, I just don't have that second.
No,
layer.
I think maybe you just don't take comedians.
Yeah. What? I mean 1,000 people every day.
They don't know.
You don't get it.
I ran my
you
way.
You fully
through.
Date a comedian.
I know. I'm an exception, not a rule.
Oh my God!
That proves the rule. The exception that proves the rule.
Oh my God! Wait. You're hilarious and fun, but I want to be straightforward and say that I'm not into you in a romantic way.
Just
hope
to be clear,
this doesn't make interacting in the scene weird. Because I do like
see,
seeing you
see
perform.
Is?
So Larry is.
It's removed.
Larry is reading this from a screenshot, which means he's been sending it to a panel of experts.
I literally posted it. I posted it that night.
Posted.
I 6 a.m. I said, nailing it, ha 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 ha.
Oh my God.
With the nail emoji.
Oh my, she doesn't care.
I know, I deleted it.
Okay, yeah.
I deleted it.
I'm the queen of deleting.
Deleting is cheating, I used to say with digital cameras, but now I delete all the time.
The thing about I dated a comedian before him, I hooked up with so many comedians and they were all so terrible to me. So that's why I know.
Oh.
I did the work. I did the research.
I got to this place. Yesterday at Shake Shack after we recorded, I was talking to Drew and he was like, you shouldn't date a comedian. Like, there's plenty of funny non-comedians
not
out
true.
There. And I was like, I'm not trying to date a funny person. That's why I'm going through the comedians bed.
Yes, drag him to hell. Drag him to hell. Oh my God. White gay comedians. Oh my God. There's a short list. Literally, a white gay comedian funny. Literally, I'll give you four fingers. Oh my God.
Pat just did a full arabesque.
Spun fully around.
That was like actually gorgeous. Will you do that again? I kind of want to film.
We'll do it after we record because I actually have to get out.
I was famously a half hour late. It's okay. We got to go.
Pat, go. Do it.
No, I don't have time.
You need to spin.
Oh my God. This is so annoying.
Ah! Seek Treat.
Oh, okay, we gotta go. God. Larry, do you have anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, on October 23rd. Yes, you heard it. October 23rd, I will be headlining Caroline's on Broadway.
You're a stupid bitch for that, yes!
Hosted by Catherine Cohen. I need you to come. If you listen to this pod, you must come. I literally will not stop talking about it. Do not embarrass me.
Gorge.
And any words of wisdom for the fans?
Any words of wisdom? Yeah. Wait, what is about the genre? What did I say? Something like try a new genre. Yeah.
Vary your genre.
Vary your genre. Okay. If you're going out there, you're going to ask someone out, you're going to date, you're going to respond to something. Hey, just think, am I varying my genre? Vary your genre, bitch.
Cheers, honey. Thank you so much for being on the pod, Larry. We love you dearly. You're so fantastic.
L to death.
And L to D.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.